Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 55 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study of Joel, and today's devotion is titled, The Valley of Decision. Martin Luther once said, "There are 2 days on my calendar, this day and that day." Our text for today is from Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, and today I will be reading from the New Living Translation. "At the time of those events, says the Lord, when I restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather the armies of the world into the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will judge them for harming my people, my special possession, for scattering my people among the nations, and for dividing up my land. They threw dice to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded boys to obtain prostitutes and sold girls for enough wine to get drunk. What do you have against me, Tyre and Sidon, and you cities of Philistia? Are you trying to take revenge on me? If you are, then watch out. I will strike swiftly and pay you back for everything you have done. You have taken my silver and gold and all my precious treasures and have carried them off to your pagan temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks so they could take them far from their homeland. But I will bring them back from all the places to which you sold them, and I will pay you back for everything you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the people of Arabia, a nation far away. I, the Lord, have spoken. Say to the nations far and wide, get ready for war. Call out your best warriors. Let all your fighting men advance for the attack. Hammer your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Train even your weaklings to be warriors. Come quickly, all you nations everywhere. Gather together in the valley. And now, O Lord, call out your warriors. Let the nations be called to arms. Let them march to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I, the Lord, will sit to pronounce judgment on them all. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread the grapes, for the winepress is full. The storage vats are overflowing with the wickedness of these people. Thousands upon thousands are waiting in the valley of decision. There the day of the Lord will soon arrive. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will no longer shine. The Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth will shake. But the Lord will be a refuge for His people, a strong fortress for the people of Israel." Joel chapter 3 describes when God will judge the nations for their wickedness, including their mistreatment of Israel. At the time of God's pending judgments on Israel's enemies, God's people will be restored, and their situation will improve dramatically. The prophet Joel calls on the nations to prepare for war against God, indicating that God is preparing for war against them. Warren Wiersbe breaks these verses into 3 significant announcements. Nations, prepare for judgment. That's Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Nations, prepare for war. Joel chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. Nations, prepare for defeat. That's Joel chapter 3, verse 16. Wiersbe explains these announcements as follows. Nations, prepare for judgment. This great battle will take place in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, a site mentioned nowhere else in Scripture. In verse 14, it's called the Valley of Decision, referring to God's decision to punish the nations. Since the name Jehoshaphat means the Lord judges, the name Valley of Jehoshaphat might well be symbolic. But some students believe it refers to the plain of Esdraelon, where the Battle of Armageddon will be fought. That's from Revelation 16:16. Joel lists some of the sins that the Gentiles have committed against the Jews, scattering them among the nations, selling them into slavery, treating them like cheap merchandise for which people cast lots, plundering the land of its wealth, and taking what belonged to the Lord and using it for their own gods. Of course, many of the tragic experiences that came to the Jewish people were disciplines from God because they had violated His covenant, but the Gentile nations went beyond discipline to exploitation. Nations prepare for war. This passage describes what is generally called the Battle of Armageddon, when the armies of the nations unite against the Lord and His Christ, you can see Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3, and gather to destroy Israel, you can see Joel 3, 16, and Zechariah 12 through 14. Joel compares the battle to the harvesting of grain and grapes, when God will defeat the enemy as easily as a farmer wields a sickle or plucks grapes and crushes them to make wine. You can see Joel 3:13. You will find a similar image in Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 20, when God reaps the harvest of the earth and the vine of the earth and crushes armies like clusters of grapes. Frightening signs from the Lord will accompany this battle. You can see Joel chapter 3, verse 15, also chapter 2, verse 10, and verses 30 through 31. Signs that Jesus mentioned in His prophetic discourse on the Mount of Olives. That's from Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31, Mark 13, verses 19 through 27, and Luke 21, verses 25 through 28. Jesus taught that these signs would prepare the way for His personal coming to earth when He will defeat Israel's enemies, cleanse His people, and establish His kingdom. You can see Zechariah chapters 12 through 14 and also Revelation 19:11. Nations prepare for defeat. The name Armageddon is found only in Revelation 16:16, referring to the plain of Esdraelon, where many major battles were fought in Old Testament times. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, informs us that Satan, through his demonic powers, gathers the armies of the nations to fight against God at Jerusalem. But the invasion will fail, because Jesus will return in power and slaughter the enemy, turning the whole battle into a supper of flesh for the scavengers of the earth. You can see chapter 19, verses 17 through 19. Like a fierce lion, God will roar out of Zion and conquer the enemy. You can see Amos chapter 1, verse 2, and Hosea chapter 11, verses 10 through 11. When the lamb becomes a lion, the nations had better tremble. That's from Revelation 5:5. The lost nations of the earth will perish when He utters His voice in judgment, but to His own people, the Lord will be a refuge and a stronghold. Judgment day is coming. God will vindicate His people, and everyone will be held accountable for their sins. It would be wise to follow Jesus faithfully today in light of the judgment coming at the Valley of Decision. Some questions to consider. What does the vindication described in today's scripture say about God's love and the Lord's judgment? What does the coming battle indicate about the Lord's sovereignty and supremacy? And finally, what wise decisions can you make daily to prepare for your date at the Valley of Decision? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.